public hearing. This public hearing is about ordinance 49-2016, ordinance 50-2016, ordinance 51-2016, ordinance 52-2016, ordinance 53-2016. If there's anyone here that would like to speak for or against these and find out more about them, they should come forward at this time. That's why I didn't read all this.
But don't he ever come to you?
I don't think he's so well. Yeah. He's too busy with Trump. He's too busy with Trump. He's setting up, yeah, he's setting up his cabinet now. Yeah, he's setting up the cabinet now.
He's up at Chance on.
Yeah. It takes him down.
I think they're gonna keep him where he's at.
Shirley, we heard everything you said.
I know.
That was Councilwoman Shirley.
Shirley Rose.
It's the truth.
He'll be waiting for you when you pull up to your house.
Again, this is a public hearing. If anyone wants to speak for or against, they should come forward at this time.
You closed it?
Closed it.
Okay, we'll call to order the council meeting for November 14th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Can we have a roll call?
Here.
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 Next is adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented.
Yes.
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 And the agenda is adopted by a vote of 7-0. Need approval of the minutes for the October 24th meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Yes.
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 And those are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, or remonstrances? Next, committee chair report.
I'll just take this time to give thanks to Chief Lukey, and he helped us out the Franklin Chili Supper with the VCSC. We had a little confusion with the new parking lot and everything, and that's a huge event. And having him out there really helped us out and kept things safe and running smooth, so we really appreciate that. And I was hoping Chief Pinkstaff was here tonight, but him and his fellows with that fire on 2nd Street were able to really get at it and make sure that those buildings, besides the one that was on fire, were protected. It's quite impressive to watch them in action and be able to take care of that. And we're thankful as a city that no more damage was done to other buildings next to that, so very appreciative of that.
Mr. Mayor, since our last meeting, there's been a couple of meetings that have been important to the city. On October 27th, there was an active living workshop. The city was well represented by several council members and the mayor. But it was good to hear state leaders praising Vincennes for being ahead of the curve and adopting a complete street ordinance and the value that public policy can make in terms of encouraging citizens to get active and stay healthy. And so I think that was a productive exercise. And also on November 10th, NDOT had a rail plan meeting, and being our resident rail bug, of course, I was in the audience. Not many people were, but did advocate for state funding for both freight rail and passenger rail for Indiana, and so we will see where that goes. It was interesting to note that in the entire state of Indiana, for the Department of Transportation, there is exactly 4 employees in the rail division. So given the importance of particularly rail freight in Indiana, kind of indicates that maybe the Department of Transportation still is kind of the Department of the Highways. But anyway, they were there to listen and heard an earful from me. So.
Speaking of active living, I was going to start the meeting with a little bit of a...
Oh, that's right. The mayor gave us a very interesting demonstration on how he begins his day.
I gave you a challenge to start your meetings with a little bit of exercise.
That's under advisement, I understand.
Okay. Did a mile walk. Yeah, my wife and I. Any other committee reports? Not, we will move on to report of city officers. John Sprague.
Good evening.
To update you on Second and Niblack.
Second and Niblack has been bid, and it has finally been awarded to Weddle Brothers Highway Group out of Evansville, Indiana. It may be more commonly known as WB Kester, but that's, I think, their parent company. This is a subdivision of them, but we have not had our pre-con meeting yet, so I don't have a whole lot schedule-wise other than approximations. I believe probably sometime in December, the intersection will be closed, and it will be closed for 1 year. I believe the closure is actually 360 days. So that intersection will be completely closed. They'll have detours set up appropriately. Again, this project is reconstructing the bridge and the intersection, raising it 14 inches, reconstructing the flood sill, raising it 14 inches as well. And that will allow for a sandbag closure instead of a gate closure. A lot simpler. It's one less set of gates that we have to maintain and keep and practice setting up and taking down. RQAW will be performing the inspection. That contract was approved, oh, I don't know, 3 months ago or so, per the selection process of NDOT. That should work out well. They are familiar with Vincent's Water Utilities has hired RQAW on several occasions to perform the inspection on their levee projects. So this should be right up RQAW's wheelhouse, being familiar with the folks involved at Vincent's Utilities, at Army Corps, and all those folks there. So looking forward to finally getting started. Our next move is to set up a pre-con with Hunter, myself, Weddle Brothers, and several NDOT officials, and probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. And ordinance 53-2016 has
yes.
a 20% match that has to be put up front.
Right.
And we're kind of behind eight ball now. We'll have enough time to get it done, but because it took a little bit longer
right.
for NDOT to award this contract. Trying to move forward, so. You'll have your first reading, hopefully next meeting you'll have your second, third, and we'll get the...
Right. There's a finite window from the bid opening to awarding the bid, and since it took so long, a lot of that time got eaten up, so we just need that to move as quickly as possible. And again, that is for when you go to construction, NDOT pays the contractor, so they request our match up front instead of us paying the contractor and then Cheryl submitting for...
Reimbursement.
We send the money to NDOT. They keep it all in one fund, and they pay the contractor right away, so we don't have to mess with that. So the remaining expense we'll have is for inspection. That still goes through the normal process. Any questions?
So we're looking, December is when that road section will be shut down, and that'll be 360 days?
I'm speculating December.
I mean,
yeah.
One of the key things, like if things continue
right.
to run like they should. And then, you know, people are still going to have access to those side roads. They're just going to have to go around that intersection. I know some people have been concerned about that.
The people in the vicinity of the intersection we've already spoken to, because we had to purchase right away from specifically Baird, the salvage yard,
right.
Not Baird.
Beard.
There we go. He knows, he's familiar with the project. We have to coordinate special circumstances if he has a crusher come in. So he's aware of it. We've talked to the salvage yard on the other side of the tracks as well. So everybody in the media area is familiar with the project. But yeah, there'll be signage directing people how to get to where they want to go.
And basically, it'll be Terre Haute Road, Oliphant as a detour, as well
right.
as 6 to Minneapolis.
Correct. We've had extensive coordination with them. We're actually still in the process of creating a shorter path for them. If the intersection closes and we don't do anything, their detour is to go down 2nd Street all the way to Vigo, cut down Vigo, and they have to cut across the back commercial parking lot of Big O Tire. Not Big O, Best One. And then 7th Street out to Washington to Bell Crossing. So as you can visualize, that's a very long detour. They've had to do it when the Oliphant closure, when the gates were up, I think in 2013. It was very, very difficult for them to do. We are working with Vincennes University to install a radius at the intersection of 2nd and St. Clair. We actually have stakes up there right now. We have it painted out on about where it will go. And that will enable their super loads, their super girders that are 100 foot or longer, to come down 2nd Street, take the radius, and cut to St. Clair, and then get out on 6th Street and leave town that way. So reduces their detour by probably close to 90%. So we're still in that process of working out the final details with Vincennes University and Wabash Steel.
Of course, we're doing this project for the flood situation, but what will a motorist notice when it is completed in terms of that intersection at 2nd and the Black?
Well, since the intersection is going to be raised 14%, that large grade difference between the tracks and the intersection will be gone. It'll be a much more level intersection, especially going down 2nd Street also, how it curves and goes up and over and creates a sight distance. A lot of times you can't see over your hood, and it'll be a nice, flat, smooth transition through there.
Okay.
So it's just an elevation change?
I would consider that an oversimplification, but yes, that's the overall gist of it, is to raise the intersection 14 inches. But yeah, it's a very complicated process, especially for the flood sill wall, because right now they cannot install the floodgates. Because they were designed to fit over the tracks and through the tracks. Well, the tracks have been raised 12, 14 inches. They haven't fit for a very long time. And our labor review, we get written up every time there's an inspection because our gates don't fit. So this will eliminate the need for gates, and we can just sandbag closures. So it helps on several different entities.
So primary, it helps the driver. By raising that secondary, we get an added bonus of making sure that we're in compliance with our levy. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's a railroad crossing improvement. Both crossings are going to be reconstructed by CSX or one of their subs. That's what allows us to use the federal earmark money, the last of the $5 million that Mayor Mooney got. But at the same time, it allows the flood wall and the levee system to come into compliance. So it's really a tandem effort and benefits both groups tremendously.
Anything else?
Good.
Thanks, JP.
Thank you.
Moving on to old business. First up is ordinance 49-2016, additional appropriation ordinance from EDIT for RQAW for Vincennes Heritage Trail Project, Riverwalk, $13,012.12, and Lock Media Group for Second Niblack, $6,814.38, for a total of $19,827. Your first reading was October 24th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 49-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 49-2016.
Ordinance 49-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, both from edit, total of $19,827.
Discussion.
Question. Yes.
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 Second reading of ordinance 49-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 49-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 49-2016.
Ordinance 49-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, payment for Heritage Trail Project invoice, edit, Lock Mueller Group for second Niblack from edit, $19,827.
Discussion.
Question. Yes.
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 And third and final reading passes by a vote of 7-0. Move to new business. First up is resolution 5-2016, transfer from edit fund 444,250,000 to rainy day fund 245, and transfer from CCD fund 402 to rainy day fund 245,125,000. Total transfer into rainy day is 375,000.
Mr. Mayor, before we go into this, I think Mrs. Meeks wants to tell the council exactly what we're doing here.
Okay. This is, the city was awarded $800,100. So what we're doing here is doing our local match. We can only match out of the special OIT fund and rainy day. So in order to get money there, we have to, resolution 5 is transferring that money. And you'll find resolution 6 that is doing the same thing. Make up our $800,100. On paper, we'll be doing an additional, we have to get it all appropriate. $1,600,300. Grant money and local match. Our accounts are all at once. That way, that's fun.
And that's the way the State Board of Accounts wants us to do it.
That's how they want funds.
Okay.
Probably not once, and then you can give a choice. I mean, you have a chance to approve claims in your office. But at one out of four claims, additional expense for advertisements, $20 to $30 for some advertising claims. It's hard to track.
Basically, this is just taking the money we normally spent on paving and just putting it in this account so that it goes to help match the $800,000 we received from the state.
Make a motion to read and approve Resolution 5-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to read and approve Resolution 5-2016.
Resolution 5-2016, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes authorizing transfer of funds, transfer edit to rainy day, $150,000, transfer CCD to number 402 to rainy day, $125,000, $375,000 total transfer into rainy day.
Discussion.
Question? Yes.
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 And resolution 5-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is resolution 6-2016, transfer from rainy day fund 245 to community crossings grant, $425,375,000, transfer from low fund 267 to community crossing grant, $425,150. Total transfer for the grant is $800,150.
Make a motion to read and approve Resolution 6-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to read and approve Resolution 6-2016.
Resolution 6-2016, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer funds containing one section, total transfer $800,150, Fund 425.
Discussion.
Question.
Shirley Brown?
Yes.
Ken Salter?
Yes.
Dan Hathaway?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Wayne Tapper?
Yes.
And Resolution 6, 2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is Ordinance 50-2016, Fund 425 Community Crossing Grant proceeds $800,150, Fund 425 Community Crossing Grant matching money $800,150, total additional fund for number 425 is $1,600,300.
Make a motion to have first reading on Ordinance 50-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of Ordinance 50-2016.
Ordinance 50-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, containing sections 1 and 2, $1,600,300, Fund 425, additional appropriation, Fund 895 of $100,000.
Discussion.
Question. Yes.
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 First reading passes by a vote of 7-0. I mean, if we don't spend it, it'll just stay there. Hopefully, which we should spend it all, but if we don't, it'll stay there, and hopefully next year they'll do the same program, and we'll just apply for matching dollars again. That money will already be there. We'll just transfer less or apply for more. Okay. Next is Ordinance 51-2016, Reduction Appropriation Ordinance. Fund 802, Police Pension Major Budget Classification Personal Services, total reduction fund 802 is $317,724.
Make a motion to have first reading on Ordinance 51-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of Ordinance 51-2016.
Ordinance 51-2016, Reduction Appropriation Ordinance, Section 1 and 2, Police Pension Major Budget Classification Services, reduction of $317,724.
All right, so when you reduce something, that money that we're reducing, where does it go or what's it?
It's actually managing the budget.
All right.
Reducing the budget.
All right, just reducing the budget. So this is just a clarification, just more clarification of the budget from before, right?
Right.
Okay. I just saw, I was like, reduction.
More money. No, this is it's basically the money, I get, the account said it didn't really need to be there, so we just reduced it out of the budget in that way. If it does, if it's in the general fund. Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Yes.
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 And first reading of Ordinance 51-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is Resolution 7-2016, transfer from Edit Fund 444 to Police Station Restoration Grant Fund, $895,52,800.
Make a motion to read Resolution 7-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall to read Resolution 7-2016.
Resolution 7-2016, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes authorizing transfer of funds containing section $52,800 transfer station restoration grant.
And this is the money that goes for the next grant that they're applying for that actually does a study on the police department, comes up with a plan on future projects that need to be done. Basically, it's planning for maintenance and upkeep of that building.
windows and all that.
The windows, that was the first grant. This is a separate grant. This is to look at the building and look at the roof and everything in it and say, hey, here in 2 years, you're going to have to look at putting a roof on this, and then 3 years, you know.
This gives us a guide of what, you know, what we need to attack, and then we can hit what we need with the money that we have available at times.
Any other discussion?
Question?
Sherry Rhodes?
Yes.
Ken Salisbury?
Yes.
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 And resolution 7-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 52-2016, Fund 895 Police Station Restoration Grant Proceeds, $50,000, Fund 895 Police Station Restoration Mission Grant from Edit Fund 444, $52,800, total additional funds, $102,800.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 52-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 52-2016. It's a little high, isn't it? 4-5.
Yeah, that $1,600,300 is already.
$1,600,000, what we're talking about.
We're just covering our bases here, is that what we're doing?
Pay more roads.
So nice we do it twice.
Yeah, you withdraw the motion while we, plus. Cluster fund.
Ordinance 52 approved the $1,600,300, and then I'll also approve the $1,200,000, and you pass it. So ordinance 52 was included with ordinance 52, we don't need 52.
Withdraw your motion, second.
Yes, withdraw.
Okay, then we'll move on to ordinance 53-2016.
How do you feel about this one?
Additional appropriation ordinance from Edit Fund 444, SIDC invoice number 1, Police Department Grant, $930 from Edit Fund 444, RQAW invoice 61-6184004, inspection for Riverwalk, $679.12, and second Niblack, $269,911.48. Total from Edit is $271,521.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 53-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 53-2016.
Ordinance 53-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, from Edit, at $271,520.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rhodes?
Yes.
Ken Salisbury?
Yes.
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 First reading of ordinance 53-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 54-2016, IEDC Broadband Ready Community.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 54-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 54-2016.
Ordinance 54-2016, an ordinance for a broadband-ready community, meeting formal parts containing sections 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and this is an ordinance ready for broadband and development, or like our walkable street ordinance.
It's a commitment that we're going to
you are in support of
be that. Invested in broadband,
and
correct?
Right, and that it's kind of simplified so they're not running around different places trying to get permits, and we'll have one designated person, which will probably be the city engineer, that looks at it and approves it and gives a turnaround within 10 days. And this is all, like you said.
I mean, is it typically a mess right now?
No, it's just if you get broadband-ready designation, you know.
That's it. Like, we're committed to broadband.
Yes.
Like, who wouldn't basically be? I mean, that.
Right.
Oh, we want to go back to the old days, like the AM radios and things like that.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's the dial-up internet.
Good. Any other discussion?
Question? Yes.
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 First reading of ordinance 54-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Just going to wait till next meeting and do the other two.
If it's okay.
Next is claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $386,295.61.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to pay the claims in the amount of $386,295.61.
Question? Yes.
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 And by a vote of 7-0, the claims are paid. Miscellaneous. Nothing? A motion to adjourn. We are adjourned.
This is it.